All right, so let's play this scenario out. So you've opened your own business. You're really excited, you're motivated, and in some cases, regrettably, you're broke, which means when you first open your doors, you're probably doing everything. The work, the bookkeeping, the advertising, everything is on you. And of course, this makes sense in the very beginning when you're just starting out your business. However, after a period of time, when you start making money, you may find yourself in the position of debating with yourself regarding whether you should, one, hire more people, or two, start outsourcing some of the things that you're doing. Now, if you're like me, and I had to learn the hard way, you probably are trying to hold on to every nickel you make. See, when I ran my own business, I went a full year before I really had someone helping me out. Now, in those early months of my practice, I rationalized in my mind that by doing all these little things, I could build up enough financial reserve to hire someone. However, I learned quickly that dividing my time to wear all these different hats was actually slowing me down. So even when you start making money, if you're used to doing all those other things, you may tell yourself that it's not necessary to hire someone or outsource anything. As such, you may find yourself being a little resistant to the idea of paying someone to take some of these things off of your plate. However, you may not realize it, but you're actually losing money because you're spending more time on the things that you do that do not make you money as opposed to the things that do. Hey everyone, I'm Tony Reeves, and welcome to another edition of In the Know. Today, we're going to talk about running your own business and the importance of having someone else handle the other aspects of your business. So let's start. I want to start with giving you what I call my 12 steps example of providing services for one client. One, marketing. Two, screening. Three, intake. Four, service. Achieve. Number five, six, payment. Seven, client closing. Number eight, bookkeeping. Nine, client review. Number 10, collections. Number 11, evaluate. 12, final closeout. See, it took you 12 steps from advertising for a client, finding a client, doing the work for the client, getting paid by the client, and closing out the services for the client. But now I have a question that I want to ask you. Of all those 12 steps, which steps actually made you money? Service. That's right. Out of the 12 steps, the only one that truly made you money is service. Your service is what brings people to you again and again. So you need to spend as much time providing a high level of service. If you know that the most valuable asset you have is the service you provide, then why are you trying to spend time on all these other things? Now, I do not want you to stress. There are all kinds of virtual services out there, or independent contractors, small businesses, or even shared work environments that can help you address all of the other steps that may not be making you money directly outside of your service. My point is that for every hour you dedicate to something other than your money-making activities, that's the less money you have, excuse me, the less time you have to make money. Remember, you are providing a powerful service, and you want to do everything you can to maximize what you do. Hey everyone, again, this is Tony Reeves, and remember, if you are running your own business, there is only one of you. You have to do everything possible to make the best use of your time. And if you start getting more clients, you need to start looking at putting into place more processes to ensure you can spend more of your time on making money. And I want to thank you again, our listening audience, for tuning in. If you have Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, make sure you type me in. Hit my hand, love it. My name is Reeves. For more interesting content, I'm Tony Reeves. And as always, make sure you are in the know. Mm-hmm.